The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, a lot happened on the most recent Patreon bonus. Let me just cut to the chase. Longtime listener pal Kenny suggested that I should not make fun of people's misfortune. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous because basically that's all I've done since I was able to speak. Anyway, that happened. That prompted radio voice Linda to call up to talk about the time when apparently I made fun of some radio colleague's asshole cancer that actually ended up taking his life. And I was like, what? That's part of what we have right here on the free highlight clip of the Patreon bonus.
Horrible. Hey, mate. Look, I think you're funny, you know. All those jokes are funny. But I can relate to one joke that I don't like. So fuck you. Oh.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Guy's a fucking asshole. Look here. I see that Kyler is here. Now, if Kyler's lovely better half, Tracy, left him, I would not say anything. Oh, no, maybe I would to Kyler. Okay, Aram. If Aram's lovely better half left him, I would not make a joke like that to Aram because Aram is my friend. That's it. That's what it boils down to. Aram is an ally. He supports me. He's great. Maureen says, I don't like racist jokes. Do I say racist jokes? Occasionally I'll say a racist joke. Chris says, exactly, Maureen. If I get pissed at Eric, I'll just not listen for a time. Rob says, ditto, Chris. Yeah. I don't think anybody's really done anything wrong here. I think we're all on the same page. I think Kenny just, you know, for whatever reason, it affected him. I think we all know why. It's a trigger point. He made that very, very clear. But I just want to say, for the record, that going forward, I will be making many, many more jokes about this. So we're going to have to work our way through this. Now, if Nick reaches out to me and says, I declare a truce, I'm sorry that I treated you like shit, I would consider backing off. But until then, I will keep swinging for the fences. In the end, it's all drama. It moves the meter. It's fantastic. Thank you, Kenny, for getting so upset at all of this. I'm very blessed to have you getting upset at things. And I'm also very blessed to have members of the audience who don't like Kenny complaining about that sort of shit and telling me to tell him to go fuck himself. And I said, no, I'm not going to tell him to go fuck himself. And then telling Kenny about it. And then him telling me to tell them to go fuck themselves. And then Kenny wanted to know who. And I can't do that. I don't want to do that. You're going to have to guess and figure that out on your own. In fact, I said earlier that the people are enjoying the show right now. I don't even know that. I cannot see. Linda writes, Eric knew a good friend of mine. I did? Who died from anal cancer. And they joked about it on Free Beer and Hot Wings. I started to get mad, but I couldn't because I had laughed at other stuff they did. That happened? Eric knew a good friend of mine who died from anal cancer, and they joked about it on... Ooh, fuck. Oh, Jerry Wayne died of asshole cancer. Fuck. I thought he was still alive. I don't remember doing this. Hang on. I got to hear what the fuck we said. Hey, friends. It's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello?
Jerry's dead?
He died several years ago.
And
he moved to North Carolina, remember? And he got married. I think he had stomach surgery. I think he had lost a lot of weight because he had to weigh, what, 350?
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah.
He was a big dude.
I do remember that. And I vaguely remember what you're saying. But so before I actually knew you, we were talking about Jerry Wayne's death and we made fun of his death?
Yeah.
I vividly
remember it. Because I was like, you dicks. And then I was like, wait a minute.
How did we...
You've laughed at other stuff that they've made fun of, so you can't get mad.
Okay, so can you maybe take me... Do you remember particulars and things that were said? Can you give me as much information as you have about this discussion about this poor guy's death?
I think it was just the fact of the type of cancer he died from. I mean, you guys were all like, oh, you know, Jerry Wayne and big guy who was, you know, DJ in Mount Pleasant. And then I don't know... Who made the crack? It was probably you.
Probably. What was the crack?
I don't remember the specifics, but I remember it happening because, I mean, it just stuck in my brain that you can't get mad about this because you've laughed at them making fun of other stuff.
God, I'm making myself feel bad just thinking about this. Jesus, what a...
I wish I had more specifics about it, but... I know what happened.
Apparently, I just said, what was the crack? And several people are like, the crack? What are you doing? You're doing it again, you asshole.
I didn't catch it.
No,
so.
I didn't either. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah,
see? We're laughing about it.
That's awful, man. I can't imagine dying an asshole.
But you know what? Jerry Wayne would have loved it.
He would.
Because that's the type of guy he was.
Do you remember Tina Sawyer? That name? No?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I didn't know her last name. She wasn't the one that had like the tire net at CFX.
I don't know.
Do you remember
that
one? Oh, her name was Deb Harris, I think.
Tire neck? What the fuck?
Her neck had like, it was like a tire.
She had so much fat it looked like the Michelin Man?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that's awful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, really good. Thank you. Sorry I made fun of Jerry Wayne. I feel bad about that now. Shit.
It's okay.
Oh, my
God. It's okay.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. All right. Let me just say that these moments in time, with the exception of Rob's temporary insanity when he was trying to put a finer point on all that with a reference from something like 2 years ago and could not spit a GD word out. I would say that this has been immensely important to get all of this information out. Kenny got some strong fuck yous out to people. And he is very, very upset that I am making fun of the fact that Nick is now... perusing Grindr. All right, that's it. Now look, there's 11 bonus episodes every single week on Patreon. 5 daily bonus podcasts, 2 editions of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at WBBL, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, not to mention the Insane Asylum, where I play rock radio DJ, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and of course, Who Are These Zanes? Where Ben and I basically listen to 30 years worth of Eric Zane radio broadcasts and rip me a new asshole. All on the Patreon each week. $5 or $10 a month is all I ask. $5 a month is for all of the audio. $10 a month, the audio, the video, and the live streams. Underpriced, over-delivering. That's how we do it. On the Patreon. Thank you so much for checking this out. I appreciate your time and enjoying anything and listening to anything that I post. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.